Here's today's edition of Health in a Heartbeat. To our listening audience, it's time to get your groove on. Dancing has surged in popularity over the last few years, with television shows focused on competitive dance, fitness studios offering belly dancing and line dancing classes, and social media-inspired dance challenges. Why are so many people ready to cut loose and put on their dancing shoes? Dancing not only feels good for the body and soul, it also has great health perks. When you get up and dance, research has shown you can boost your emotional, mental, and physical health. That's because dancing requires that you employ balance, strength, and concentration as you move to the music. Research has supported the notion that dancing is more than just an easy way to have a good time. For example, one study of how physical activity affected 1,000 Japanese senior women and the risk of becoming disabled found dancing had a great effect on helping these women remain independent as they aged, with women who dance frequently having a 73% lower chance of disability than those who did not. Another study, published in the New England Journal of Medicine, found social dancing, like tango and ballroom dance, improved cognitive function and reduced the risk of developing dementia. And it also was a lot of fun for the participants. In general, dancing is a low-impact cardio workout that releases endorphins and can be done as a social activity or alone. Anyone can dance. Ready to give it a go? Stand up, turn on your favorite music, and shake your groove thing. Let yourself go and dance like nobody is watching. Science shows it's good for you. Health in a Heartbeat is produced by University of Florida Health, committed to advancing excellence in patient care, research, and education, and by WUFTFM. Today's script is featured on the web at heartbeatradio.org. Our website provides a script archive and includes links to other trusted health-related websites.